government workers have been shutting down a lot of homeless camps in Seattle in recent months. Some of those campers have moved into places around the Rainier Valley, and it's causing some tensions there. Angie Jenkins lives right off Rainier Avenue, next to Interstate 90. She says she feels compassion for the people living outside, but the scale of the problem has gotten out of hand in the last couple months.
Before it was subtle, where you kind of like have to look to see, okay, I see a few tents, but no, it's like a village. And then the trash is just everywhere. So I mean, to be honest, it's an eyesore.
On Rainier Avenue, people are camping out in some of the nooks and crannies around businesses. Joe Sroka is a manager at Stewart Lumber. Sometimes he cleans up after the people who camp out behind his store.
You don't want people to get injured by broken glass or stuff like that, and it just looks bad.
Just down the street, about 24 people are camping by the on-ramp from Rainier to I-90. They're aware of the attention their garbage has drawn, but they say the state has tied their hands.
I offered to pay for my own trash cans and for my own porta potty, and they didn't even want to agree to that.
That's Eric Jordan, who camps there. A state spokesperson said that bringing in porta potties and trash cans would send the wrong message that it's okay to camp here. And just in case that's unclear, the state periodically posts eviction notices around the camp.
There's one hanging on the tree right now.
What's it say?
I don't know. I never read them.
Jordan says after the state clears the camp, people move right back every time. Lisa Hooper is his partner. They met in the jungle 1.5 years ago. She joined him in his tent here off Rainier. She's been trying to turn his temporary camp into a comfortable home for both of them.
You know, we stay here. Let's make things easier for us to live here. Even like, you know, I mean, if not porta potties, you know, I actually found online where the Peace Corps has their compostable toilet plants.
They're thinking of ways to put in a bath so they can stay clean. But the uncertainty about when they'll be cleared out, it adds to the chaos. It's getting harder to keep the camp clean.
It was a lot easier when there weren't as many people here.
The city and state are trying to hammer out details for when they'll clear out camps and what kinds of help they'll offer. In the Rainier Valley, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.